In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Mass of today is that of Saint Hilary, who was the great doctor of the Church, defending the Church doctrine of Trinity against the false teachers. But today we also commemorate a glorious and ancient Roman martyr of the Roman Empire called Saint Felix. Saint Felix was one of the two brothers, and while his younger brother sought glory and career in the Roman legion, that is the army, Felix wanted to become the servant of God, and his name Felix, which is Latin and means happy, was truly what he wanted to become. He wanted to become a happy servant of God. So he decided to give up all his possessions and went into service of the Church. And there they ordered him first a reader, then exorcist, and lastly the priest. And his bishop was Holy Bishop Maximus, who was bishop in the town called Nola. And Felix was a very joyful and trustful servant of his bishop, and also served the areas faithful with eagerness and tenderness. But then in the year 250, a very cruel persecution started by the cruel emperor Decius. And he wanted to make sure that the worship of true God would be extinguished. So he captured Bishop Maximus and sent him into prison. And Felix was left now without a bishop and to take care of the congregation in Nola by himself. And when the emperor heard about this, he had Saint Felix arrested as well, and he cast our holy priest into dungeon, which the whole floor was covered with broken glass. So no matter where our holy priest tried to go, no matter where he had to lie down, he was always tortured by these sharp pieces of broken glass. But he, even in prison, maintained his happiness because he was one of God's saints. But then one night an angel appeared to him and told him that his trusted father and superior, Bishop Maximus, was dying in hunger and thirst in the Roman prison. So immediately Saint Felix prayed that he could be help for his father and superior bishop, and like angel had done to Saint Peter in the New Testament, angel also freed Saint Felix from his chains and delivered him to the same prison cell where the bishop was imprisoned. And there Saint Felix found his beloved superior almost dying of hunger and thirst. And he had such great distress to seeing Maximus in this state that he prayed as he never had prayed before, that he could do something to help his beloved superior. So by a miraculous incident, he discovered in the way in the corner of the dungeon a bunch of grapes. And he, that is Felix, took the grapes and squeezed some of the juice into the bishop's mouth. And this had the desired effect that he was refreshed and he survived. So Bishop embraced Felix and begged and prayed that he could be delivered and become again the pastor and caretaker of the souls in Nola. And they were both delivered, that is set free, and carried back into episcopal house in the city, and there to take care of bishop's injuries. A holy woman took care of him. But soon the persecutors returned, and this time they especially went after Saint Felix, and he had to flee into the cellar department or the basement of his house. And the soldiers were right at his heel, but he crept through a hole in the old wall of his house, and instead of being discovered immediately after he had crawled into the hole, a group of spiders came in and closed the hole in the wall by their webs. When the soldiers passed this hole, they looked at it and saw it covered with spider's web, and they decided that nobody has gone from this hole for a long, long time. So they searched the basement in vain, and they didn't find Saint Felix. By delivering our saint in this miraculous way, God truly showed how immense consideration he shows for his persecuted faithful. The Christians of that town had to always live in fear that they might lose their lives. But God took good care of them. God had promised to them an assurance of salvation in exchange of good and comfortable life, and they were already rather to die than to deny their faith. Finally, the death came as a part of Saint Felix as well, and when the evil emperor's successor, called Valerian, started his own persecution, and Felix was finally killed in that time, in the year 255. So children, many times God sends to his saints a group of miracles to protect them and to make them stronger in faith and to make them even more fervent in thanksgiving. And you should always keep in mind that the greatest gift you have received from God is the Holy Eucharist, the other sacraments, and the grace which grants you that same assurance of salvation which gave such a great confidence and joy to holy martyrs of the Church. It has never been easy to be a Christian and the servant of God. And in the early centuries of the Church, it was even life-threatening. But even if those times, by God's grace, are over, and the same happiness and the same staunch trust to God's promises, they are still as strong and in force as they were thousands of years ago. When you study the lives of the saints and imitate their virtues, you will also grow in the firmness of your faith. You are willing and happy always to defend that and go through any possible tribulation or sorrow rather than to deny that. And in exchange, God again calls you as one of his little ones, the ones who has done a good service on earth and who will be rewarded abundantly in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.